Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. A few of the bills having public hearings in Augusta today in the afternoon session starting at 1 p.m. are as follows. The Committee on Health Coverage, Insurance, and Financial Services will hear public input on bills including LD 880, an act regarding non-discrimination in financial services, which is sponsored by eight Republicans. If passed, it would require financial institutions to, quote, provide financial services to clients based on quantitative, impartial, risk-based financial standards. If a financial institution uses non-financial, non-traditional, or subjective criteria in approving or denying financial services for a person, the financial institution must disclose the criteria to the Department of Professional and Financial Regulations, Bureau of Financial Institution, and the client. In the Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology this afternoon, they'll be holding public hearings on several bills, including LD 837, an act to require the Office of Public Advocate to implement the state's climate action plan. That one's sponsored by five Democrats, and if passed, it would add the implementation of the state climate action plan to the duties of the public advocate. The Committee on Housing and Economic Development will hold public hearings starting at 1 today on an act to support diversion efforts to address homelessness in Maine, an act to sustain emergency homeless shelters in Maine, an act to provide funds to reduce student homelessness, an act to standardize subsidized housing application forms, and a resolve directing the Maine State Housing Authority to negotiate for the purchase of or acquire by eminent domain the land and buildings commonly known as the Bangor Mall. As it's a time for students to be thinking about summer jobs, the Labor Committee is taking up proposed legislation today starting at 1 on bills that would establish a student wage of 50% of the state minimum wage, what they pay older people doing the same work. One that would extend hours that kids under age 16 are allowed to work, making them later. And another to, quote, expand employment opportunities for minor students by eliminating certain work limitations, end quote. That one repeals several restrictions on how many hours and when 16 and 17-year-olds are allowed to work. You can find the full schedule, and if interested, sign up to offer testimony via Zoom at legislature.maine.gov. If you want to testify via Zoom, they do recommend that you sign up at least a half hour before the public hearing is scheduled to start. If you do it later, it's up to the discretion of the committee clerk as to whether or not to allow you to do so. Those that I just mentioned are all starting at 1, so you have until 12:30. If you've been following the latest chapter in the ongoing saga of Sears Island, you may want to listen in tomorrow on the Environment and Natural Resources Committee's work session. Starts at 10 a.m. The public is not allowed to speak at work sessions unless specifically requested to do so by the committee, but the work sessions offer a chance to listen in as the committee discusses the bill and then decides whether to advance it. Again, legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.